Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did want to give an update real quick. Here is the sheriff, Dennis Lima, giving the latest update on Tank Dell's situation, who was shot over the weekend. Minor injuries has been reported in Florida. Here is the sheriff with the latest update there with Tank Dell.
Let me show where Tank Dell, Nathaniel Dell, is obviously a third round 2023 draft pick, 69th overall from the Houston Texans, somebody who was a star athlete in the Daytona Beach area, known to a lot of people there. He is standing literally between the firearm altercation. The video shows that he's walking. His report, because he is a victim in this case, he has been injured as a result of this. His report was that he saw this, or actually he saw what was going on. He took his cell phone out, had the cell phone in his hand, but you can see the position that he's in. He's right in the middle of this firearm altercation. And again, we will continue to work with him as a victim in this particular case.
All right, so that is the latest there. I thought he was going to give him his statistics from last year. The way he broke that down early, I'm sorry, that caught me off guard.
That old boy must have been a fan of the NFL draft. Did you hear that?
Yes. When he said the 69th pick, I said, "My man has gone through his whole deal there. Third round pick, Nathaniel Dell, third round." I didn't think that was going to keep going there, but that is the latest there. As we said earlier. The best news that could come out of that, with him, no updates since the report of minor injuries. But if we do get any updates with him, we will certainly, go ahead and give you the latest on that. So that is there with Tank Dell. All right. A couple of things that surprised me with the draft, Clint. I'm wondering where you are on this. I would say, the number one thing that shocked me is that Nick, D'Amico, the crew there, Clint, especially the way the draft board shook out, I'm surprised that they sat still with picks 42 and 59. Like, I am genuinely floored that they didn't make a move up to get somebody, because one is just, this is just something they have done a lot. I mean, if you could just think about some of the picks, a lot of them are picks that they've moved up to get, from Nico to John Mechie to obviously Will Anderson, the big one, right? They've made a lot of moves in the draft to get up, to go get guys. Juice Scruggs, Tank Dell, others, they traded up in the draft to get. And the way it was shaken out, I am genuinely surprised that they stayed at 42 and 59, Clint.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, man. For me personally, I'm sitting there, I'm watching the way – I love the way the first round shaped up for them. I love the way that it pushed some guys with some first round grades, for what it's worth, down into that early second round. And then there was a run on wide receivers, I believe, and it started pushing some guys down. There's a run on some D tackles maybe. Or actually, that's where it started. I'm sorry. It pushed all of them down. About 38, pick number 38 is where, boy, I got good and excited. Right now, you've got Brandon Fisk, one of my, I guess, more favorite defensive tackles that I thought could potentially get to them on the draft board. At that point in time, Tavondre Sweat was still on the University of Texas, a big kid out of the University of Texas. D-line was still on the board. Cooper DeJean was still on the board. Kool-Aid McKinstry was still on the board. And I thought, okay, now we're in reach. Now if Nick or D'Amico wanted to jump and move up and take one of those guys, they could. And I'll be honest with you, at that point in time, I thought, hell.
You might not have to.
Unless the next three picks just fly off the board in order, they're going to have a chance to get one of these guys that I think are going to be plug and play starters and contributors in a big, big way immediately. And
it's the same thing that a lot of people were thinking too. Because they all came up and jumped the Texans.
Well, the Titans take Sweat. The Rams jump up and take Brandon Fist, the other defensive tackle. The Eagles jump up and take Cooper DeJean. The Saints jump up and take Kool-Aid McKinstry. And I thought, well, that happened fast.
Those last three were trades, right?
Yes.
Trade ups.
Yes. I know the last two were for sure. I'm not sure if the Rams were, but the last two were for damn sure.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, wow. It just, like, the only thing that what I hope didn't happen. Happened right in front of the Texans pick, and then Kamari Lassiter popped, and I was like, ah, okay, let's do a little dig and see what this kid's all about.
Yeah, to me, he eventually did make a move to go up to get Bullock safety and trade it. But I just, for me, when you looked at the ammo he had and the Texans had, I was a bit surprised that they didn't move up and that they said, because we talked about it Friday, like you thought maybe they sit pretty with that 42, but at least 59 they may jump up. I thought they might jump up with 42 to go get, you know, whatever they needed because they had plenty. Those two picks, a third and two fourths. So
we were just a little early because that third rounder is where I thought he may use one of the fourth round picks and pair it with that second round pick and move up in the second round a little bit.
Because that's what the Saints did. They gave up a fourth. They gave obviously their second flip-flop second.
Right, right.
And then gave up a fourth and I think like a sixth to get up there to get Kool-Aid.
Well, they clearly – we were just a little bit early because they used one of those fourth-round picks to advance their third-round pick, which ended up being Kalen Bullock out of USC, safety out of USC. So they did make a move. They did get jumpy. They did get froggy. They did jump. They just did it a little bit later than we expected.
And another thing for me, Clint, is I think they clearly showed – where they are at the defensive tackle spot, at least where they feel they are. I am also surprised that they didn't really attack that position until the seventh round.
Yeah.
Now, when you draft a seventh round defensive tackle, I mean, that's not really anybody. I mean, that guy might not make the team. That feels more practice squad-ish than to think somebody is going to add to that team. So, like, clearly – you know, either they couldn't get the guy they wanted or they feel somewhat confident in what they have in the interior. Because, all right, yes, some people can get cut and there may be some guys that you know, don't make teams that they could pick up.
Yeah.
But, like, that is something you can't really control. I was a bit surprised that defensive tackle with those picks, you'd have told me, all right, the top four picks, they're four top picks. I would have guessed that defensive tackle would have been in that top four. So I'm surprised they didn't really address that.
I am to a certain extent, Ron, with that first second round pick. Like, I think D'Amico and Nick, which they've all but told us, like I think they are fine with the rotational pieces in that interior defensive line.
No, clearly, yeah.
And I think once you got beyond the Fisk kid – that went three picks before Kwame Lassiter. I think to me, and look, I'm no draft analyst. I just, to me, that was the last. Newton and Fisk were the two on the board in that second round that the Texans could have flirted with. That I think could have been okay. These guys at some point in 2024 are going to be upgrades over what you have. At some point, these guys like four picks before the Texans. When the Titans took T'Vondre Sweat, and look, I know T'Vondre Sweat's maybe not a fit in this four down, the 4-3 that D'Amico has. I get it. Forget that. Put that to the side.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.